This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks. 97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in West Texas.
Of course it is. Anytime we're above ground, it's a beautiful day.
Well, and Saturdays is a beautiful day anyway.
Sure it is. It's a day off. It's a day to just go out and hang out and do whatever you want to do.
That's right. And most people are out this morning just doing all kinds of things.
Yes.
They're great. Going to the cleaners. They're going to go have breakfast together, you know, out. You know, a lot of... Husband and wives do eat out on Saturday morning, don't they?
Yeah.
I've noticed it. I'll see a bunch of them at restaurants, you know?
Really? Are you one that goes out on Saturday morning usually?
I like to.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
I like to meet friends on Saturday morning. It's a time where you don't have to worry about certain people acting crazy.
Oh, really?
Because most of us normal people are out in the morning.
And so, I do not know any crazy people, I assure you.
Clearly, I'm in the wrong circles.
You are in the wrong group. You need to change groups. Oh, my goodness. Saturday mornings is a great time. You know, you can go and do so many things, either with your husband, with your children, with your grandchildren. We have a client that this week she came in, she had her boots on, her Levi's, and I said, I bet you've been to the ranch. She said, I have been out working horses all day. And I said, it's a little hot out. She said, yes, but she said her love of horses just, you know, drives her out there, even as hot as it was this week.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, now which horses were you riding? She said, right now I've only got one I can really trust. She was thrown off a horse last year.
Really?
Yes. Can you imagine when you're middle-aged and you get thrown off a horse, it hurts.
That is dangerous.
It is. Well, it hurts a lot.
Yeah.
And thank goodness she didn't break anything.
Yeah.
But I have another client, a man, and somehow he got bucked off his horse, and he did break his leg.
Did he really?
He really did. And so, yeah, but all that aside, it's a beautiful time of year. I have clients that... have been up in Cloudcroft, you know, up in the Cool Pines, and they're going to stay there another 2 or 3 weeks.
Sure.
So, you know, when we've got 102 and 104, you know, they're up there and it's about 80 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that sounds perfect.
And they tell me it's 54 at night.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, that's great weather to open the window and let the breeze blow in.
Oh, yes. He has an RV and he goes RV all over the United States.
Oh, wow.
It's a neat thing to do.
That's living right there.
It is. So there's a lot of things a person can do in the summertime.
Yeah. And I hear, though, that this coming week, temperatures may get down into the middle, maybe low 90s.
Now, wouldn't that be nice in the middle of summer?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I'll think a cold front's come through.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, let's give out the phone number.
Let's do it.
877-588-3330. And, of course, we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage, my favorite store. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Absolutely. Tons of information on there. You can go see case studies, data from past investments, and all of this. So it's right there at your fingertips whenever you want it, on demand. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. We're talking about growing your money so that you can retire.
That's right. You know, if you don't grow your money, whatever little bit you may have now, it won't seem like very much when it starts coming out of your bank account once you retire.
Yeah.
So what we try to do and talk to people about is getting ready for retirement, where when you do retire, you can retire early, happy, and as I call it, wealthy.
Yes.
And when I say wealthy, that's different for everyone. It may not be $1 million, and it may be $5 million. You know, depending on what your circumstances are.
Yes.
And when people come to us, that's what they want to know. how can I retire with more money than I've got right now? Well, the first thing to do, I always think, is don't have it all in the stock market.
So unstable and so unpredictable.
When you've got it all in the stock market every day, it's 100% risk. There's just no doubt about it. When you put your money with us, the risk is much lower, okay? There is risk. Anytime anybody tells you there's absolutely no risk, I always say, are you sure? You know, let's be sure about what we're talking about. There's always risk. Ours is low risk, but it's there. Mm-hmm. The first risk is if you're doing business with us and have a contract with us, it could go over. And that's always a risk.
Sure.
So you have to consider that. The second risk is this is not liquid during the time it's invested in a policy. I had a lady this week couldn't seem to understand. Her husband and I understood perfectly. And she was saying, well, if I need some money, couldn't I just take it out? We're saying, no, you have bought a life insurance policy. And until that person passes away, you don't have any money. It's tied up in your policy. Mm-hmm. So we finally made her understand that sometimes 18 to 24 months, her money's tied up.
Yeah.
And then when that policy matures, she can take it out. She can do whatever she wants. Or she, if she has an emergency, she can take it out. But not until it matures each time. So we finally got that over to her. The other thing is, if a life insurance company ever went under, we've never had it happen in Texas. We use the biggest and the best life insurance companies in America. They have to be A or AA rated. Mm-hmm. So as I always say, we don't use life insurance companies from Podunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you've got a little big life insurance company, that company will not be doing business with us.
Yeah.
So that's how the risk works. Now, how the policies work, everybody wants to know. If they listen to us from Saturday morning, most of them know. But remember, we have new people all the time.
Sure.
So they don't always know how this works. But when people come to us and say, look, I have a 401k I need to roll over, or I have an IRA I want to roll over, we say, okay, first of all, how much is it? And they tell us. And we say, okay, how much do you have to invest with us? You know, how much of this is in cash or can be liquidated to be cash? Mm-hmm. And we discuss it. It may be $300,000, maybe $400,000, maybe a lot more. We don't know. But they could put it in like three or four policies. So the risk is a lot less. You know, you're diversified that way. You've always got something different coming due. So when we do these policies for them, we make sure they're diversified. When we do a 401k rollover, it goes direct to the bank. It never goes to Faye Bagby or any of her companies, okay? So that makes it a lot safer. Always use a third party. Always make sure that the company you're doing business with escrows the premium. Now, that is a risk we've never even thought about, but that is a risk if those premiums aren't escrowed. Because the bank pays those premiums every time a policy comes due, whether it's quarterly, monthly, or it's an annual, they make sure the premium's paid for us. Then the other thing that we love is that 21st Services tracks the policies. So it's a shorter time. When someone passes away, we know it within 2 or 3 days because they track the people, and they always know.
And then payout is fairly quickly too, isn't it?
It's 6 to 8 weeks. Because the first thing you have to do is you have to get a certified death certificate. Mm-hmm. And that takes a little bit of time. And it always comes to the bank. The bank gets the certified death certificate, and they send it in. From the time the bank gets the certified death certificate, sends it in, it's usually 2 weeks.
Wow.
These companies pay very promptly.
That is quick.
I love the way they pay.
Yeah.
I know I'm always hearing people say that they have to carry accounts for 60 to 90 days. I said, you know, ours is all cash. We don't have to carry anybody. Mm-hmm. And the bank is the same way. As soon as they get it in cash, they put it in everybody's account, and everybody can take it out or they can renew it with us, which most people always want to renew.
Yeah.
You know, unless they need money to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of people this last year did take something out to pay taxes. But other than that, they leave it in, they roll it over where they will get paid more money. And that's the name of the game, you know, is getting enough to retire.
Sure.
And whatever you're making now, you don't want to take less than that every year.
Right.
So if you're making $100,000, you need $100,000 a year to live on.
Yep.
Because you're obviously spending that now.
And so you want to find a way that grows that in the safest manner possible, and with a great return. And so when we're talking about these life insurance policies, we're not just talking about any policies. You go over, you have certain criteria that have to be met before you even touch them.
First of all, they have to be between the ages of 34 and 70. Mm-hmm. I do not want to hear anyone even talk about a senior settlement. You know, we've been burned on those. We don't want to be burned again. We learned a lot about senior life settlements. Bless their hearts, they're old, but they're not sick.
Yeah.
They're
going
to outlive you and I. So just don't even talk about that. So then we want it to be cancer also. We understand cancer. We've been doing cancer policies for several years. We've learned how they work. We know which are the worst kinds of cancer. And we know what is, ultimately going to be what takes them out. So that's why we work with those. Cancer policies, usually we buy them 24, 27, or 30 months. We have bought some this year that are 18 months and 12. But lots of times, half of ours are coming in early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you think you're going to get paid in 24, you're actually getting paid in 12 months lots of times.
Wow.
And we just had two policies mature this week. They're both small policies, but they were both cancer, breast cancer. And when we bought them, they said, we think these ladies will live 24 months. Neither one of them did.
Really?
Yes, one had uterine cancer and breast cancer, and the other just had breast cancer. And sometimes women do foolish things. They'll go to Mexico. They're going to take these herbs and these baths and these oils. And I'm telling you, if they would stay here and do radiation or chemo, they have a lot better chance.
Yeah.
But when people do that, we'll buy those policies because we know it's going to be short.
It's risky behavior.
It's very risky. And I don't know, somehow they think, because they might not lose their hair and things like that, they'll go take risky chances.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the policies we buy. We buy a lot of colon cancer. It's the deadliest one. And pancreatic cancer. If they tell me they have pancreatic cancer, we're going to bid hard trying to get it. Because we know that pancreatic cancer usually lasts about 9 months.
Really? That's
uh-huh.
it?
They'll say 18 months. I've never had one go that long.
Really?
No. Not the ones we've bought. And of course, all the cancer policies we buy are stage four.
Mm-hmm.
We're not buying anything that's stage two. Anything can happen if it's stage two. But a stage four, it's in the final stages.
What are some other cancers? Brain cancer? I assume that's probably...
Yes, we've had one, a brain cancer one that came due about a month ago.
Really?
Yes. And I've had two people in my Sunday school class that had brain cancer. So I've seen exactly how it acts. They'll go in there, they'll operate, but they never tell you. All those little cells are still there. They're still up there in the brain. And they'll say, okay, we've operated on, you've got a good chance. I have never seen anybody that I know of survive it. These two ladies in my Sunday school class both got it, and both were dead in a little over a year.
Wow.
Because after they got out of the hospital, they said, okay, now you've got to do radiation, you've got to do chemo. They did it to no avail.
It was still aggressive?
It was still aggressive. It was moving, and it did take them out. So, you've got to do everything you can. I understand that. But a lot of it is futile if it's brain cancer.
Yeah. And sometimes, despite, trying to do the right things, it's still out of your hands. And I mean, cancer is a very scary disease that claims so many lives every year.
Well, it does. And what I don't understand, I know when I was younger, I don't remember hearing that much about it. I really didn't. And now there's so many kinds and it's so aggressive. A lot of people just do not make it through it. And that's where we come in. I don't want to be depressive to anybody because we help these people with cancer. We haven't talked about it. What have we done for them? These people come to us. They say, I have stage four cancer. I need money now, not after I've already passed away. So they come to us and we get them a lump sum payment. Mm-hmm. So that helps them a lot. And every day we get new policies to look at. And they wouldn't be selling these policies if they didn't need the money.
Right. It's their choice. It's not. And it really does help because a lot of times they use that lump sum for treatment and things like that.
Yes. And we've had two rescind that we're going to have to replace. We thought they were locked in, thought it was a done deal. And some states have that deal. It's 60 days on rescission. We don't talk about rescission very often. But in most states, it's like in Texas, it's 15 days after you receive the money. You can return that money and keep your policy. We've had two rescind that we were in shock about. We thought that they, you know, were done deals. We went on down the road, and now we find out they have rescinded. And it can happen to you. And when it does, the money's back in their account, and we have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So that can happen. But most people do not do that. I mean, most people... You know, they're down to the wire. They need the cash right now.
Sure.
So that's when we come in. We study 15 or 20 policies a month. And right now we've got bids out on 16 policies.
Really?
Yes, we've got 16 policies out right now to bid on. And we do this every month. We bid on a lot of policies, but we don't get all of them. You know, there's a couple of hedge funds that are so big that sometimes they come in and outbid us.
Mm-hmm.
Then lots of times we are the high bidder on a lot of policies. And so we do help a lot of people. So it is to people's advantage to call, you know, if they need to get money out of their policy.
And what's the phone number?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And again, we're at 3105 Big Spring.
And the website, obviously, AmericanFinancialMidland.com, where you can find out all kinds of information. Now, Faye, let me ask you this. When policies come to your desk, there are certain things, and I know there's certain criteria that you look for, but there's one specific thing that you look at that tells you everything about the policyholder.
Well, that's right. Now, that's if we're ready to close on that, to buy that policy, we do a page 14.
Mm-hmm.
And page 14 is the most important thing in your contract because it tells you the name of the people, how old they are. It tells you what kind of cancer they've got. It tells you the face amount of the policy. Then it tells you what percent of your money we've put in that policy. So you know how much you have invested. You know what percent you own. You know that if it goes over what you're going to have to pay, you know what premium it is. Everything you need to know is on that page, and then you sign that page before closing, always. That's just an added security where you make sure you know everything you're supposed to know about that policy before it closes. And the other thing we do is after we tell somebody about a policy, we send them a copy of the life expectancy so they know everything that the doctors have told us about that person. They know if they tell us how long the treatment was, if they did radiation, if they, you know, did chemo, how many doctors they saw, if it was inoperable. Lots of times the policies we buy, you can't even operate on them.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pancreatic cancer, you cannot operate on it. So it tells you all that information. Whether you understand it or not, it's all right there for you.
Sure.
So we want everybody to know everything we know.
And I would imagine probably for people who have not actually invested in life insurance policies before, it's probably pretty overwhelming. There's probably a lot of information that they'll get when they come in and talk to you. But then when they leave, they may forget, they may misunderstand. And so there's always a good place to go back and reference these things on an actual hard copy.
Well, and lots of times the husband comes in first. I talk to him. Then he brings his wife back. And, you know, he couldn't remember everything he's supposed to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or she didn't quite understand it. This week I had a couple come in, and the husband understands perfectly. He's been listening to me on the radio a long time, but the wife had a hard time getting it with him and I both trying to explain it to her, you know. And she wanted to know, what is the fee per year? It's $250 a year. That's what the bank charges. We don't charge a fee, but the bank does. Every investment in America, the banks and brokerage houses all charge a fee.
Sure.
Everybody charges a different amount. If you're in the stock market, every time they buy a mutual fund for you, they charge you for that. It's 2-6%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not only an annual fee with brokerage houses, but there is a fee for what they buy for you, okay?
Sure.
So if they're buying stocks, there's a fee naturally, you know that. and on mutual funds, there's a fee. There's a fee for everything they do. So anyway, this lady was shocked. I think she never made an investment in her life. So she didn't even know that that banks charge a fee every year.
Yeah, that's how they make their money.
That's right. But it's a small fee, $250 a year.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I know brokerage houses, they charge $1,000 for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it is very small. And you have the protection of your money always being with that bank.
Yeah.
So we think that's a good thing. And I think everybody should always escrow everything. Premiums should be escrowed. The money should be at the bank for your protection.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't, but that's what I would recommend.
You were just talking about this gentleman that came in. He's been listening for a long time, and he just came in this week. Does that happen a lot? People hear you, they think about it, but they don't always act on it right away.
Absolutely. Men are procrastinators. They procrastinate. When a man hears something, he does not go and do it. Like if a woman hears about, oh, let's say, some new dress or something, We're on it. We're going to go down there and check it out,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Men do not go check things out.
Especially dresses.
Oh, yes. Well, even if it's boots, they probably wouldn't go immediately.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, they do. They procrastinate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll wait 2 or 3 months. And then we get a call. I need to come see Faye. And I had a lady this week, a retired school teacher came. And she said, I want you to know I've been listening to you for a long time. I mean, it was kind of like the men. I've been listening a long time. And she came and put her money with us. She was not a procrastinator. When she got there, she knew exactly what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted us to take her money and to make her some money. Because everything she'd done through the school system was not making any money.
Right.
And so she retired, and she said, I want to get this money moved over.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it done for her.
So when some people do procrastinate, do you know what's that? Is there some kind of event that makes people all of a sudden one day just randomly come in? Or
I think it's they finally look at their statement from the brokerage house. And it says you have lost this amount of money.
Yeah,
and they go, oh, I've lost another $25,000. I better get down there. So that's when they come.
Yeah. You know, money talks.
Yeah. After they realize they've lost. Or if a friend says, you know, I'm with Faye, and this is what I made on my statement. And when they tell them, lots of times that gets them right on over there.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. They do come when a friend tells them about us. And most of our people come from friends, from co-workers, telling them about us.
Yeah, word of mouth is a very powerful tool.
It is, and that's when they come see us.
And it helps that you've got such a successful track record, too, and that you've been doing this. How long have you been doing this?
Well, we started doing it in 2008, but we've been in business 16 years.
That's a long time. That's a lot of information. That's a lot of learning, and that's a lot of experience.
That's right. We've had a lot of experience, and it was all trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we learned as we went. About these. Other things, we knew right away how it worked.
Yeah.
Like annuities. Annuities are basically, have changed a lot over the years, but the core deal of an annuity is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're fixed annuities. So that is different than this.
Yeah.
And they don't make as much money, but if somebody has to have monthly income, you know, we always do annuities for them.
Yeah.
And that's the way that works.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again,
it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring.
And the website, again, is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find all kinds of information. You can also go to our website as well at 97gold.com. You can listen to archived shows, which a lot of people do. They go back, they listen to a lot of information, and they take notes, and then they come in. Do you find that people come in with a lot of questions, or do you find more people just ready to go right there? Faye, I'm here. I've been listening to you. Let's go right now.
It works both ways. I never know which way it's going to work. And it's all up to them. When they come in, we let them tell us the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it you need to do? How much money do you want to invest? How long do you want to invest? How long is it going to be before you need some of this cash? We have to ask them all those questions. You know, when do you plan to retire? Sometimes they say this year, and sometimes it's 4 years, 5 years away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want to know when they're going to need that money. Because if we have to, sometimes we leave some cash in their account. If they say at the end of the year, I'm going to start drawing, then we have to know how much cash we're going to have to leave in there to make that first or second year draw.
So what kinds of questions do people ask when they first come in? If they've never invested in insurance policies before, what kinds of questions do they ask?
They want to know how it works. You know, how do they get in the policy? How long does it take to get them invested? You know, and it takes different amounts on every policy. But they want to know, if I give you the money today, how long will it take? And then we say, okay, is this going to be in cash or is it a rollover? If it's a rollover, it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to get it rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little faster than it used to be, but it still takes some time. If it's coming from an annuity, you're looking at 3 weeks. If it's coming from a brokerage house, it's going to take 10, 15 days.
Okay.
So every rollover is a little bit different. Some companies, some brokerage houses roll over to us quickly, and some of them don't. And most of them do not want to wire the money. It's crazy. They want to send a check, and they know it's going to take a lot longer, but they don't care.
Really?
It's leaving their place, so that's what they say.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. So for those who are ready to go, say I've got $100,000, and I walk in, and I see you, and we sit down for our very first conversation. I'm ready to go. What happens? Do you say, okay, here are some policies, and do you go over them? How does the process
first
work?
Thing we're going to do is open an account.
Okay.
You have to have an account first. So we open an account at the bank. We find out if it's going to be just your account, if it's yours and your wife's, who your beneficiaries are, lots of things. We have to know what you're worth, how much your annual income is, everything in the world. So we do all of this. We open the account. We send the check in. And that once the check has got through, then we're ready to go. And so then we're going to tell you what policies are available, how long they are, and how we're going to do it. If it's $100,000, we may put it in two different policies. And lots of times they'll say, no, one policy is fine. I'll just take one. So until that first one matures, they're going to just have one maturity.
Okay.
Then after the first one, they may say, okay, go ahead and put the interest in one and the principal in another, which
that's
we
what
can
you,
do.
You find a lot of people do roll over into other.
Always.
So then that way, it's kind of like a rolling system.
That's right.
Every so often,
people that
maturing.
Invest with us, it's not a one-time deal. Once they get the account open, they want to do it over and over to make more money for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're there for. Most of them have, it's an IRA once they start with us. So if you have an IRA, you're not going to take that out and cash it because you're going to have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
So if you come with $300,000, you're going to want at least $700,000 to $1 million before you retire.
Yeah.
So that's why they're rolling it over each year. Every time a policy comes due, let's say it's 24 months on one of them. Then one of them's 12 months. One's 18. Then that money will start to accumulate for them.
And what's the minimum that you work with?
$100,000.
Okay.
We used to work with 50, but we found that people that only have $50,000, that might be their only money in the world, and we're not going to do that.
Yeah, this is not something that people have to have a nest egg.
They have to have a nest egg when they come to us. They have to have either CDs at the bank, cash at the bank, a 401k, or an IRA.
Okay.
And if you've got any of those above, it will work.
Because people cannot take money out. They have to have money to live on. They have to have, you know, enough going on that they don't need to come in 3 or 4 weeks or a month or two and say, "Hey, I need some money," because it's not going to happen.
It isn't going to happen. First of all, when we interview them, we know they have other money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure of that. So when they come to us, we find out how much you've got either in savings, where that $50,000 is or $100,000, whatever extra they have, where they can take care of anything that happens, any emergency.
Yeah.
Well, they have to have emergency money. If they don't, we're not going to touch them. And that's why we are successful, because we're really careful about who we take in as investors.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again,
it's 877-588-3330.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com, where you can go and find all kinds of information, historical data, and all this. Do you want to get into a little bit of trivia?
I think we should do some trivia.
I think it sounds fantastic. I love to learn a little bit on Saturday mornings, because you find all kinds of neat things that I never really knew I didn't know.
Okay. Well, I'll bet one thing you didn't know. Where did corn dogs come from?
Oh, I love corn dogs. I wish I knew. I should know, but I don't.
They were opened and started in Dallas, Texas.
Really?
Dallas, Texas. Fletcher's Corn Dogs. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Fletcher brothers are the ones that invented corn dogs. Now, since then, all these people have claimed, oh, no, I did it. It's not true. Fletcher started the corn dogs in Dallas, Texas in 1942.
Really?
1942. They had been working and working on this invention. And the stick was the part they had to get right. And then they had to get weenies that worked on this. So it took a long time. But anyway, they finally got it right in 1942. They took it to the State Fair of Texas.
Wow.
That's where they opened at. And they were next to Big Tex. And they, as I said, they were the inventors. So they came up with the idea to do it. And they say Julia Child, Oprah, even Michael Gorbachev had some of their famous corn dogs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So to do it, they said, you've got to start with a stick. And the secret, believe it or not, they said, was the stick. They had to get it right first. And that was Bill Fletcher and his brother. So they started out at the fair, and they hand-selected every wiener that went in it back then. And everybody said, my gosh, this is just wonderful. So how many of these do you think they sell per year now?
Oh, I don't even have a guess.
440,000 of them are sold
wow.
per year of theirs.
That's amazing. Just of their particular
After
brand.
Theirs. Yes. And the brothers died in 1980s. But then their sons came along. And their sons said, man, we can do this. We're going to make a go of this. Well, they followed the philosophy of them. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They said that was it. But then they got real smart, and they said, you know, we're going to franchise this. And it almost broke them trying to franchise it. I never will forget. I saw some of their little places that you know, that they opened on the franchise. People didn't know how to do it. They could not do it. So they went back and just, you know, did it just like they've been doing for the last 70 years.
Wow, that's
Can
amazing.
You imagine? He said the recipe isn't easy to find. What they did, the family secret formula is locked away in a safe at Morrison Milling Company in Denton.
Really?
Yeah, they've got it locked up over there, and it's been there all these years as to how that formula for the corn dog really is. Now, they did decide to do one thing. After about a decade, they said, let's make a jalapeno cheese corn dog.
Delicious.
And they added it to the menu. And they say they think it's almost as good as the original.
I bet it is.
Yeah. Can you imagine a jalapeno dog? Woo!
Oh, I bet that's fantastic.
They said it is a fabulous deal. And they said it doesn't taste the same if you're not out at the fairgrounds when you're eating it.
I believe that because I've tried to get some like that you get at the store in like the frozen food section, and you try to whether you put them in the microwave or the oven, they never taste the same.
They never come out like these, do they?
They never do.
Well, anyway, I think that's quite a story that these guys, you know, right there in Dallas, Texas, just some old poor boys, you know, came up with a formula, got it right finally, and went to the fair. How many people would have said, you know, let's go and try it out at the fair?
Yeah, that's pretty bold.
Yeah, in 1942.
Yeah.
You know, right after the war and Depression and all that, and it stuck. And they were right next to Big Texas, I think. Another thing, as you come in, you know, right there by Big Texas at the State Fair of Texas, uh-huh. and right there was those corn dogs.
Wow.
And they've been very, very successful. As I said, they almost went broke, though, when they franchised it.
Yeah.
But then, since they've added the jalapeno corn dog, they said it's almost as successful as the original.
Corn dogs are the reason I go to the fair.
That's why everybody should go. And their corn dogs are bigger than most people's.
Yes, of course.
Fletcher's are bigger and so much better.
Sure.
I've tried every kind of corn dog in the world, but I prefer Fletcher's also.
I can just imagine the old formula on an index card sitting in a vault someplace.
I'll bet you a dollar that's what it's on. Because these old boys were just old country guys.
Yeah.
They weren't some slick businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen pictures of them several times. And they were just good old boys.
That's amazing.
And but they locked that in the safe up there, and it's been there all this time.
Next time I have a corn dog, I have to think about all this.
You have to think about it. If it's not Fletcher's, it ain't good, probably.
It ain't good, no.
It probably ain't good. But anyway, I thought that was very interesting.
That's fantastic. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number again.
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring next to Ivy Cottage.
We're talking about growing your money so that you can retire safely and wealthy, as you say. So if somebody has been thinking about it and they want to come in and talk to you and they've been on the fence and they put the number aside and then finally today is the day or Monday's the day or Tuesday's the day, what kinds of things do they need to bring with you when they or with them when they come talk
to
you?
Well, the bank requires a statement of their holdings, mm-hmm. because that's where it's coming out of. If it's coming out of your 401k, they need a copy of the statement of your 401k. If it's coming out of an IRA, they're going to need a statement. Or if it's an annuity, they need a copy of your annuity statement, whatever it's coming out of. So we send that in with the application. So when they come in, they need to bring us all these things. We always need a copy of their driver's license. We've had a couple of people over the years that gave me their driver's license, and it just expired, and they hadn't even looked. People get busy, and they forget to renew their driver's license.
Yeah.
And then we have to send an explanation, you know, to the bank and say, you know, we guarantee this is, you know, a valid driver's license. We'll get you a copy right away. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. Because they want to know who you are.
Sure.
You have to have identification. You know, you have to have identification for everything you do except to vote.
Yes. Well, that's true.
I shouldn't say that.
Of course, that may change.
Well, not anytime soon, looks like.
Probably not.
Yeah. But when they come in, we want to know as much as we can about them.
Okay. And it is okay. You've had people that come in and they're not ready to go. And they just want some information. They just want to sit down and talk, and that's perfectly fine.
That's perfectly fine, because we're going to reassure them. They have to tell me they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to pressure them. We're not going to try to make up their mind for them. It's their money. It's not ours.
Right.
Now, a lot of people feel different. Brokerage houses think it's their money once they get it, but we don't.
Yeah.
We know it isn't our money. So we want you to be able to retire healthy and wealthy and early. And in order to do that, you have to make up your own mind.
Sure.
We can't do it for you. So if they say, you know, we just want some information, we're going to give it to them. And then if they say, well, I think we really do want to do it, I'll say, okay, we'll do it. And then if I think they're hesitating, I'll say, why don't you go home and think this over and talk to each other about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they need to do. Go home and talk about it. And they do, and usually I'll get a call back in a couple of days. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. This is not something you probably want to go home and go, hey, honey, guess what I did? This is really a decision that needs to be made with everybody. And so if say, the husband comes in and talks and gets some questions answered, and then he goes home and talks about it with his spouse, and then oftentimes they both come back in.
That's right. Now, sometimes a man has already talked to his wife.
Mm.
They've been talking about it for 2 weeks, and we didn't even know it. So if they've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, and then she tells him, okay, you go ahead and go do it. Well, then he'll come in and do it. But usually it doesn't work that way. Usually he comes in, then the wife comes in, you know, and we all get together on it.
Yeah.
And because I want to know their thoughts. I want to know what they're thinking about this. It's their retirement. It's their money.
Sure.
And so we do that. And sometimes he'll come in and do his. Then he comes back with her and she does hers.
Mm-hmm.
So we never know which way it's going to go.
And yeah, this is not a high pressure thing, but there are a few things that you should know really up front. And really one of the big highlights is the that this is much, much safer than the stock market.
Well, I think it is because it doesn't have the ups and downs. And also, if there's a terror attack in Paris or London, the stocks go down lots of times. This can't go down. Remember, this is a life insurance policy. And you're going to get paid the face amount. So it isn't going to fluctuate. So that's what makes it safer, is because the life insurance policy stays the same. Their investment stays the same. When we do the payout, the life insurance company isn't going to ask them to take a discount.
Yeah.
It's always whatever the face amount is, that's what they're going to pay.
Yeah, it's completely independent of the stock market. So whatever the market is doing, your money is much safer over here.
I think it is, because a life insurance policy is a solid asset, mm-hmm. and it's not going to go down on you.
All right, so before we go, some of the big highlights. Obviously, return on investment. We're looking at roughly...
Usually it's around 24%. Usually we try to pay 1% a month is what we try to pay.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a little different, but most of the time it's 1% a month. So if it's 24 months, you're going to make 24%.
Fantastic.
It's so
a great return.
I don't know where you're going to get this kind of return. It's about 12% a year.
Yeah.
You know, so... And, of course, if it comes in early and you get that 24% in 1 year, that makes it pretty sweet.
Just a bonus right there.
It is. It helps them a lot.
Risks. Very, very few risks.
Very few risks. And also when they talk to their coworkers or their friends and they can tell them, you know, how much they've made.
Yeah.
You know.
So talk to people. If you know people who have talked to Faye and done business with Faye, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about from people who have really done this.
And who've made a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's another thing. If they go to the website, it gives what everybody's made the last 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. It also gives their initials, which you don't need to know who that is. But you can see what they've made.
Yeah.
So you know that it's black and white.
Yeah.
We don't just tell you anything. Everything we tell you, we can back up.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So if you want to grow your money, if you want to retire safe, wealthy, and healthy, and as safe as – much safer than the stock market, really much safer than anything else you can do, you really need to look into this. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and anybody can reach you anytime at
– 877-588-3330.
Website, obviously, is AmericanFinancialMidland.com, and you're located
– at 3105 Big Spring.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Faye.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.